وأنا حدثني والله رجل.
And by Allah, a man had spoken to me and told me.
وأخنا يعيش في إحدى الدول الغربية.
A brother of ours. He lives in one of the lands of the West.
يذكر عن بعض الشباب أنهم على السنة.
That he says about some of the young men that they are upon the Sunnah.
يقول فأخطأ زميله.
But his friend had made a mistake. And he opposed them in some of the issues. I mean, he did not agree with them in some of the issues. So they had consensus upon his hajr and they cut him off. And it did not last except for a short time period until he returned off of his deen. He left his deen.
لأنه يعيش في دولة كافرة.
Because he lives in a land that's kufr. أهل الكفر is there.
وهؤلاء هم خلطته.
And they are the ones he has to mix with when they have cut him off.
ثم أجمعوا على هجره وقطعوه ولم يتمكن الإسلام.
They cut him off and they left him in Islam, had not even come, يعني did not take hold of him yet.
من نفسه قال أين هذا الدين.
He said, what is this religion when they cut him off?
الذي يعني يكون هذه ثمرته.
That this is the fruit of it. What does this mean that this is its fruit?
أني لا 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 أكلم ولا أجالس ولا يعني يعتني بي أحد.
That I am not spoken to, nor that I am sat with, and no one speaks to me, or nor يعني pays any attention to me.
فارتد عن دين الإسلام.
So he had to leave the deen of Islam, or he left the deen of Islam.
بسبب ماذا؟ بسبب التهور.
Why? Because of these people يعني being too hasty.
الجهل.
And ignorance. On both parts.
الذي يعني جعل يعني هؤلاء يرتكبون مثل هذا الأمر.
The ignorance that made these kind of people take these kinds of positions.
وهنا فائدة في قصة كعب بن مالك.
And here is a benefit in the story of كعب بن مالك.
كعب بن مالك لما هجره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كعب بن مالك when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made hajr of him.
سمع فيه الكفار.
The kuffar had plans for him. They wanted him. And the king of Ghassan sent to him and said to him, we have heard that your friend has been harsh towards you, meaning the Prophet
ﷺ.
So come to us. So because it is not a person of your prestige that this should be done to.
فيقول عرفت أن فتنة فأخذ.
And كعب said رضي الله عنه, I knew that this was a fitness, so he took
كتابه وأحرقه.
He took his book and he burned it.
في النار. فانظر إلى قوة ابن كعب.
So look at the power of Ibn Ka'b.
عرف أن هذه فتنة.
Look at his strength. He knew that it was a fitness.
لكن كم من الناس اليوم إذا هجر وعرض عليه هذا العرض. من الناس اليوم أو من يستطيع الآن أن يقول أن كل من يهجر يثبت هذا الثبات.
So look, who is it today that if this is done to and this situation is presented to him, or we say everyone that is made hajr of today, which one, يعني how many of them can withstand this?
والله كثير من الناس يهجر.
How many of them could withstand this great trial? Wallahi, many of them would be tested there and it would be fitna for them. Maybe it is certain things that will be, it is that certain uruz will be presented to him from the people of innovation, it is certain opportunities that they will present to him that they may bring him toward them. They will write to him, it has come to us that your friends, your companions, they have cut you off and left you. Come to us. Come to us. Come to us because the person like you, of prestige, it is that it should be known for him his place and preserved for him his honor. How many have we lost from the students of knowledge and the people of Sunnah due to the likes of this hastiness, this tahawwur?
It is that we are, يعني, have rifq with the people, that we are good with the people. And by Allah, this is not from al-mudahana. This is not the flirtation, a flirtatious thing that we're just trying to please the people. Al-mudahana is that we say to the mukhti', the one that makes a mistake, no, you're correct. This is
al-mudahana.
And now we stay quiet about the mistakes.
ونصوب من أصاب ثم بعد ذلك نرفق الناس ونتألفهم على السنة.
But if it is that we say to the one that made a mistake, you made a mistake, and the one that is correct, you are correct, and then after this, then we have rifq with the people, that we are good and lenient with the people upon the sunnah.
تألفنا والله ليس تنيع.
والله our تألف here is not تنيع. It is not watering down anything.
وإنما هو تألف للسنة.
But verily it is تألف for the sunnah.
وهجرنا ليس تشديدا وإنما هو هجر لمصلحة السنة.
And if it is hajr that we should do, then our hajr is not تشديد, it is not being hard, تشديد, it is not being tight and harsh, but it is for the sunnah.
فالشدة واللين ينبغي أن توقف السنة.
الشدة, harshness, toughness, and اللين, leniency and easiness, is to be guided by the guidance of a sunnah. So, a shidda, harshness, extremities, yeah, not extremity, but harshness, is not disliked in its place, nor is being lenient, having grift, disliked when it's put in its place either.
لكن ينبغي أن ينزل هذا في مكانه وهذا في مكانه.
But it is binding that we put this in its place and that in its place. Keep them in their correct places.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هو الذي تألف وهجر.
He is the one that made تأليف and هجر.
وهو الذي قال لا يكون الرفق في شيء إلا زان.
And he is the one that said the rifq is not put into anything except it beautified it. Easiness, leniency, friendliness is not put into anything except it beautified it.
وهو الذي هجر.
And at the same time, he is the one that made hajr at certain points.
فالذين الآن يعلمون الهجر.
So the people now that are trying to teach hajr.
لا يعرفون إلا نصوص الهجر.
They don't know anything except for the text of الهجر.
والذين ينكرون الهجر لا يعرفون إلا نصوص الرفق.
And those that don't want to make hajr, that they say, no, there's no hajr, then they don't know anything but the text of a rifq, of being lenient.
وَأَمَّا أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَهُمْ يَجْمَعُونَ بَيْنَا النَّصُورِ.
As for Ahlul Sunnah, then they bring together between the nusus, they combine them, they bring together between all the texts.
وَيَرَوْنَ أَنَّ هَذَا لَا يُعَارِضُ هَذَا.
And they see that this one does not contradict the other.
ومن خالف ففيه شبه.
And whoever is in opposition then,
من أهل الجاهلية الذين فرقوا بين الحق.
They are the ones that are, يعني, there is in them a characteristics like the people of Jahiliyyah that oppose the haq.
وأخذوا بجانب وتركوا جانبا.
They have taken one extremity, or they have taken one side and left the other one totally. And by Allah, this is the fitna of the people of innovation. Even if the situation is tough. If it is tough upon from the people of the sunnah that we say in some of his actions is such and such, but by Allah, this is the haqq.
أن من فرق بين الهجر والتأليف وعمم أحدهما.
Between the person that distinct, يعني split between الهجر, cutting off, and التأليف, not cutting off or being friendly and close, and he made one general over the other,
وترك الآخر
and left the other,
وهو من فرق بين النصوص.
He has made a mistake and he is one that has split between the texts and proofs.
وعمل ببعض وترك البعض.
He has acted upon some but left the other.
وأما هو فوالله نحن لا نخرجه من السنة.
As for that person that has done this, then by Allah we are not extracting him from a sunnah.
ولا نحكم بحكمه في إخوانه الذين يخرجهم من دائرة السنة.
Nor do we pass judgment upon him from his, nor do we do the same upon his brothers that have declared him to be out of Ahl Sunnah. And I have said to some of the Shabab that see that the Mukhalif, the opposer, that said, but just because of his opposition here, he is out of the Sunnah, of the fold of the Sunnah. He said, you, with your action here and your statement here, if I wanted to implement that upon you, then with your own, this fundamental that you have, then we would have to take you out of a sunnah yourself. But rather it is that with us you are make, you have made a mistake and we're not taking you out of Ahl Sunnah. Because you are somebody that يعني, made ta'wil, have brought your own explanation. And it is that you want good. And you are upon your you're in your place and your يعني, in your position. And your virtue and love for the sunnah. But this is a mistake and you should return from
it. الأئمة لم يحكموا في أهل البدع.
And due to this, the A'imma, the major scholars, did not rule upon أهل البدع, innovation.
ولم يحكموا في من قام بهم الكفر.
And did not rule upon those that have that disbelief has come from them.
لم يحكموا فيهم بالكفر ولم يكفرهم عينا.
And did not rule upon them the kufr, disbelief, and make them disbelievers in specific, يعني themselves, when they were people that يعني made ta'wil, that is they made, يعني they understood the text that gave it kind of their own explanation. Shaykh al-Islam says to al-Jahmiyyah, if I had said your same statements, I would be kafir. I would be a disbeliever. But you are not disbelievers with me. Because you are ignorant and I am knowledgeable. And Shaykh al-Islam is the one that he debated with the Jahmiyyah. So how is it said that today, that, oh no, no, so-and-so, he knows the haq.
Shaykh al-Islam, bayan lahum al-adillah.
Shaykh al-Islam, he clarified for them the proofs. And in his belief that he took away all doubts. And with this, he understood that with it, there was still remnants that was left over and certain doubts. They were not able to finish themselves and take themselves away from their mistake. And from here was the great fundamental from the fundamentals and principles of Ahl Sunnah. And it is the distinguishing between the takfir, making يعني declaring kufr of the disbelief upon in general, and kufr in specific upon a certain person. The ruling of the general, al-mutlaq, and the ruling upon the mu'ayyan, the specific, the person himself. They distinguish between that. Likewise, the ruling upon the issue and the ruling concerning the person the statement has come from, or the one that has taken that position. And likewise, the ruling of the concerning the mistake and the ruling concerning the one who made the mistake. It is that we need to distinguish. It is binding that we distinguish between this and that.
وهذه الأمة أمة مرحومة.
And this ummah is a ummah that is mercy has descended upon.
رحمه الله عز وجل، وكان في دعائها ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had mercy upon this ummah. From it is their statement, is their dua. Oh Allah, do not take us if we have made a mistake or have forgotten. Or we have forgotten and made a mistake. And in Sahih Muslim it has come that Allah Azza wa Jal, Most High, said, I have done so. Meaning, I will not take you upon your mistakes and forgetfulness.
يعني لم يؤاخذهم بنسيانهم ولا بخطئهم.
Meaning he will not, يعني he will not count against them their forgetfulness nor mistakes.
والنسيان ما هو؟ هو أن يعرف الرجل العلم ثم ينسى.
What is the forgetfulness? It's that the person knows the knowledge, he knows it, but then he forgets.
ويفتي بخلافه.
And he makes a fatwa in opposition to it.
فكيف بمن جهل؟
How is it concerning the person that is ignorant? In origin. And how about the one that did not know? So it is first and foremost that he has an excuse. So it is binding that we have ta'alluf of the people upon the sunnah. And it is that we distinguish between these terminologies that the people, you know, they get up and say.
فلان متشدد وفلان متهاون أو مميع.
Their statement so and so is متشدد and their statement so and so is easy, lenient and مميع. Watered down.
ينبغي لمن تلفظ بشيء من هذا أن يرفض الله عز وجل.
The one who gets up and says these statements, he should recall that Allah is watching him and hears him.
وأن يعلم أنه مسؤول يوم القيامة.
And that he will be questioned on the day of judgment.
فإن كان الوصف كما قال فوالله إنها كلمة له بها عند الله عز وجل أعظم الأجر.
If it is a word that he said and it is true, then with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he will have the greatest of reward.
وإن كانت هذه الكلمة هو من الذنب الذي أنزله على من لا يستحقه فسيسأل.
And if it is a, if this word that he said is an oppression he has brought down upon the person oppressively, then wallahi he will be asked about it.
عن هذه الكلمة وعن من أنزلها عليه من أهل العلم. فالتشديد المذموم هو الشدة الموافية لهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So تشديد, that is disliked, or تشديد that we have criticism on, is the tashdeed, and being tough, that is in opposition to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon. And leniency that is rejected or criticized, we have criticism on is the leniency that is in opposition to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon. As for the shiddah, being tough, in agreement of the sunnah, then this is liked. Wallahi, this is loved. And the leniency, that is upon the leniency of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is also loved. And this is also praised. Did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave the Sahaba the description that they are shadeed upon the kuffar, tough upon the kuffar, rahama, merciful between themselves. He didn't give them the description that they were ashadda upon each other. Some of them would excuse each other. So the issue, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions, they debated and disputed over some issue. And they made ijtihad, and they believed that his brother, and they believed some of them that their brother, the other brother, was incorrect. And he had no doubt in that he was incorrect. But they did not declare each other innovators.
ولا هجر بعضهم بعضا.
Nor did they cut each other off.
وإنما كان كل واحد منهم يعرف لصاحبه قدره ومنزلته.
Verily it is that each one of them understood and knew and upheld the other's place, position and honor.
التي هو عليها.
فهذه
بعض المسائل التي أردت أن أنبه عليها وما أردت بها إلا النصح.
And these are some of the issues that I wanted to point out and clarify, and I did not seek from this except that I advise. And if it was not, then there is much to say about this, and we would have to go for a long time. But this issue, then in it can be al-bast, يعني it could be prolonged. And studied.
تعلق بمنهج أهل السنة من معاملة المخالفين فينبغي لطلاب العلم أن يعتنوا بدراسة هذه.
يعني and it takes to study the منهج of أهل السنة in their dealing with يعني some of the opposers and the opposition. So it is binding upon the student of knowledge that he studies the way of أهل السنة in this.
المسائل وأن يعتنوا بها كما يعتنوا بالسنة.
And that they يعني implement this and preserve it and take it into importance as they take the Sunnah into importance. يعني the Sunnah is important with them.
كما أننا نعرف السنة من البدعة ينبغي أن نعرف صاحب السنة من صاحب البدعة.
Just like we know the Sunnah from the bid'ah, we need to know the يعني they should know the person of Sunnah from the person of bid'ah.
ينبغي أن نعرف كيف نتعامل مع الناس عند الأخطاء.
And we need to know how we deal with the people when they make mistakes.
وكيف نعالج الأخطاء.
And how do we cure them, the mistakes? How do we correct them?
وكيف نراعي هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معاملة المخطئين.
And how do we take into consideration the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم in dealing with the people that have made mistakes?
وهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معاملة المخالفين متباين.
And the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in dealing with the opposers that are clear in opposition.
تباينا عظيما باعتبار المخالف وباعتبار المخالفة.
And there is great, يعني there is great difference between that we know the difference between and distinguish between the مخالف, the one that is opposing, and what the opposition, يعني the thing he is an opposer, he is opposing in, the person that is stating the issue and the issue itself.
وباعتبار العلم وباعتبار الجهل.
And the distinguishing between or understanding the difference and dealing between the person that is about knowledge and ignorance.
وهناك أمثلة ونماذج كثيرة في سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And there is many examples and ways and routes in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sunnah in dealing with this.
من عرفها ودرسها وقف على حقيقة الأمر هذا.
The one that has not, that read it, understood it, and studied it, then he has come upon the truth of this issue. And this, and Allah knows best, and sallallahu wasallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
أحسن الله إليكم شيخنا. وهنا بعض الأسئلة نستأذنكم في طرح بعضها. يقول هذا السائل أحسن الله إليكم. نريد تحديد مفهوم من هو السني, حيث إن هناك أقوام يقولون إنهم من أهل السنة. نريد تحديد مفهوم من هو السني.
The questioner asked, we would like to know, or we would like to understand, who is it that is Sunni?
حيث إن هناك أقوام,
because there are out there some people,
يقولون إنهم من أهل السنة.
They say they are from the people of the Sunnah.
وإذا سمع أحدهم كلامهم وجده يقول قال الله قال رسوله.
And if the person was to listen to them, he would hear from them, Allah said, His Messenger said.
وأما إذا نظر الناظر في أقوالهم وفي أفعالهم.
But if the person was to look into their sayings and their actions, then he would find the opposite. He finds them praising the people of innovation and misguidance.
ويصفهم بأنهم أئمة مجددون.
And giving them the description that they are the أئمة, they are the imams and leaders of the and the مجددون, the revivers.
وهو المقابل يذم أهل السنة والأثر.
And also, in opposite to this, you will find him dispraising and putting down the people of the Sunnah and the Al-Athar.
لأنهم لا يفقهون الواقع.
That they don't understand the current state of affairs.
أو أن فقههم يدور حول سراويل امرأة.
Or that their fiqh, their understanding, only revolves around the understanding of or that their understanding is not is only concerning the undergarments of the women. That they are from the scholars of menses and menstruation. Or that the dunya, the worldly life, has fooled them.
وبعضهم يرى أن هذه الجماعات البدعية
and some of them see that these misguided sects or innovated sects
تعد ظاهرة صحية
is a good thing for the Muslims. نعم.
وهي من أهل السنة
and that they are from أهل السنة
وتفرقها ليس تفرقا مذموما.
And that their splitting is not a dispraising, is not a dispraise splitting. It is not something harmful, in other words.
وبعضهم يرى أن ما يسمى بالأناشيد والتمثيليات والمسرحيات.
And some of them see that which is called by the أناشيد or the تمثيليات, that is the show, certain TV shows or مسرحيات plays.
هي من الوسائل التي ينبغي على الداعي إلى الله جل وعلا أن يسلكها في دعوته.
It is from the means that is upon the caller to Allah that he needs to incorporate into his da'wah.
لأنها تدخل الناس في دين الله.
Because this is what will bring the people into the religion of Allah.
وبعضهم يؤصل أصولا.
And some of them found certain principles.
حكم أئمة السنة والأثر بأنها أصول بدعة وضلال.
The people of the Sunnah and al-Athar have declared it to be from the fundamentals of innovation and misguidance.
وأن هذه الأصول لا تمت إلى السنة من أي وجه.
And that these fundamentals are not part of the Sunnah from any aspect.
كما توجيهكم حفظكم الله.
So what is your guidance? May Allah preserve you.
كما ذكرت.
Sheikh answers, it is as you have stated.
أن صاحب السنة ليس لما يجتهد الناس فيه.
That the person of a sunnah is not what the people cannot make ijtihad in him.
فيحكمون فيه بأهواهم أنه صاحب سنة أو صاحب بدعة.
So that they judge him by their desires whether he is a person of the Sunnah or the person of the bid'ah.
وإلا فالكثير من أهل البدع يدعون أنهم هم أهل السنة.
Or else we see that many of the people of innovation or the people of innovation declare themselves from the people of a Sunnah.
وأن من خالفهم هو من أهل البدع.
And whoever opposes them, they say he is from the people of innovation.
وهذا باب توقيفي.
And this is a door that we stop at. It is توقيفي.
فصاحب السنة هو من قام بالسنة علما.
As for the person of a sunnah, he is the one that has upheld the sunnah with in knowledge.
وعملا ودعوة إليه.
Action and calling to it.
يرجع إلى النصوص.
And return back to the text.
فمن وافق عمله. عمل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So whoever's action is in coincidence with the action of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
فهو من أهل السنة.
Then this he is from the أهل السنة.
ومن خالف هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And whosoever has contradicted or opposed the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? He is from Ahl al-Bidah, innovation. Those who have went outside of the Sunnah. So the Sunnah is well known. And the fundamentals of a Sunnah is known. In the issues of Tawheed, singling out Allah, and the issues of Al-Qadr, the decree of Allah. In the issues of Iman, belief, and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وفي طاعة ولاة الأمر وفي معرفة معاملة العلماء
and in the obedience to the rulers and the respect for the scholars
وفي أيضا الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل
and the calling to Allah عز وجل most high
دعوة أهل السنة ظاهرة
the calling of أهل السنة is clear it is apparent
ولا تخفى والله لو عرف الناس
And it is not something that's hidden. And by Allah, had the people known.
السنة وأهلها.
The Sunnah and its people.
ما عادها أحد.
No one would despise it or have enmity toward it.
لكن الناس جهلوا السنة.
But the people are ignorant of the Sunnah.
ويجهلون حقيقة السنة.
And they are ignorant of the reality of a Sunnah.
فيعادونها لجهلهم بها.
So they have enmity toward it because of their ignorance of it. Or else the Sunnah is that which is has benefit or brings benefit. The great benefit in the dunya, in this world, and al-akhirah, the next world, for everyone. It is for the best of the rulers. And the best for those who are being ruled. It is the best for the fathers. And the best for the children. It is the best for the men. It is the best for the women. It is the best for the fuqara, the poor. And for the rich.
ليس هناك فرد من أفراد الأمة.
There is not one person from the people of this ummah.
إلا والسنة في نصرته.
Except that the Sunnah is there to defend him and is for his benefit.
فما يتركها أحد ولا يتنكر إليها أحد.
So no one would leave it and no one would no one would have inkar of it, reject it.
فالسنة هي ما سنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما كان عليه الخلفاء.
So the sunnah is that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made as a sunnah, made as a tradition, and that which the خلفاء, those that came after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
الراشدون من بعده,
the greatly guided خلفاء after him, tread upon.
والبدعة هو ما عدا ذلك.
And the innovation is that which is opposite to this.
كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed.
ثم إن العلماء ذكروا.
Then the علماء added to this by saying.
رابطا لهذه المسألة لأن الكثير يدعون أنهم يستدلون برسوس الكتاب والسنة ويقولون قال الله وقال رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
A guideline because many of the people say they are upon the Sunnah and they say قال الله وقال رسول الله and that they follow the text.
لكن ذكر العلماء.
But the ulama have noted
مهمًا,
a condition that is important. We put this issue into perspective. That using the text of the Quran and the Sunnah as textual proof upon the understanding of the predecessors of this nation.
الاستدلال بنصوص الكتاب والسنة بناء على فهم السلف الأمة.
Using the book and the Sunnah, the textual proofs from the book and the Sunnah upon the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah.
قولنا الاستدلال بنصوص الكتاب والسنة دخل في هذا الخوارج.
Our saying, using the book and the Sunnah, the Quran and the Sunnah as proof, then the Khawarij have done this and they enter into this.
Khawarij يزعمون أنهم يستدلون برخص الكتاب.
The Khawarij claim that they are the one, they are people that have textual proof from the Quran and Sunnah.
لكن بناء على فهم سلف الأمة.
But what about the condition upon the understanding of the predecessors of the of this nation, the Salaf of this Ummah?
هل دخلوا في أهل السنة؟ لا.
Have they entered into أهل السنة؟ No.
ما استفادوا من حديث؟
That is the Khawarij. They haven't entered into the Sunnah because they haven't taken that last principle. So, what did they get from Ali? What did they benefit from Ali radiallahu anhu?
فمن تفعوا من علمه بل كفروا.
They didn't benefit from his knowledge, but what they did was make him a disbeliever, declare him to be a disbeliever.
فإذا هؤلاء خرجوا من السنة.
So these people, they have exited out of the Sunnah.
لأنهم لم يستدلوا بنصوص الكتاب والسنة بناء على فهم سلف الأمة.
Because they did not use the proof from the Quran and the Sunnah upon the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah.
صاحب السنة إذا ما أراد أن يفسر الآية.
The companion of the Sunnah, if he seeks to make explanation of an ayah,
رجع إلى تفاسير أهل السنة.
He returns back to the explanations, the tafasir of أهل السنة.
ماذا قال ابن عباس؟ ماذا قال مجاهد؟ ماذا قال قتادة؟
What did Ibn Abbas say? What did Mujahid say? What did Qatada say?
ثم يبني فهمه على أقوال أهل العلم.
Then he makes his understanding based upon the sayings of the people of knowledge.
وصاحب البدعة هو الذي يأتي بالنصوص.
And the companion of the innovation is the one that will come with the text and he uses it as a proof upon his own understanding. And he might build up his statements with proofs, textual proofs. But the reality of it, al-ibra, what is meant from behind it is the understanding, how it is understood. And for this, Shaykh al-Islam says that misguidance comes from two aspects. Either the person uses a proof that which is not a proof, or that he is mistaken in the understanding of the proof. Of the dalil.
فإذا استقام له هذان الأمران أمن الخطأ.
So if he is secure from these two mistakes, then if he is secure from these two, then he will not fall into a mistake.
وهو صحة الدليل وصحة الفهم.
And it is that the proof is correct and the understanding is correct.
صحة الفهم لا يمكن للواحد منا أن يدعي.
As for the correctness of understanding, none of us can say we have it or claim it for ourselves. Because every person, every human being, believes that his understanding or his intellect is the best of intellects. And his understanding is the best of understandings. But the rabat for this, the boundary, the guideline for this is that you return back to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the guidance of the Salaf of this Ummah, the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah, what did they say concerning this ayah? What did they say concerning the understanding of this hadith or the meaning of this hadith?
فإذا تمسكنا بهذا الأصل فهؤلاء هم أهل السنة.
So if we hold fast to this fundamental principle, then these are from the people of a sunnah and the companions of a sunnah.
ثم بعد ذلك تحصل أخطاء.
Then after this, mistakes might happen.
لكن هذه الأخطاء لا يمكن أن تنقض أصول.
But these mistakes, it is not possible for them to contradict the fundamentals.
لأن من سلك هذا المسلك.
Because whoever follows this path,
ومن وصل إلى هذه المرحلة في الاستدلال
and whoever has reached this place in his using the proofs.
يستدل بالدليل الصحيح.
He uses the proof that which is correct, or which that which is a correct proof.
بناء على فهم صحيح.
Upon a correct understanding.
نعم قد يحصل له خطأ.
It is true he might fall into a mistake.
جزئي كما حصل للسلف.
That is a juz'i that is partial, as has happened to our predecessors, our salaf.
لكنه لا يمكن أن ينقض أصلا.
But it is not possible, or he may not contradict a fundamental principle.
من أصول أهل السنة.
From the principles and fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah.
فهذا هو ضابط السنة.
So this is the ضابط of a Sunnah. This is the guideline for a Sunnah.
وهذا هو ضابط أهل السنة.
And this is the guidelines for Ahl Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah.
وليس كل من قال الله وقال رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And not everyone that has claimed or does say, قال الله, قال رسول الله, صلى الله عليه وسلم,
يكون مصيبا في فهمه.
Is correct in his understanding.
وإن كان كلام الله وكلام رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم حق.
Even that Allah's words and His Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم's words are حق, they are true.
لكن العبرة بالفهم الصحيح.
But the ibrah here, what is meant from behind it, is the true and correct understanding.
وأما من يوالي أهل البدع ويشيد بهم.
And as whoever takes the people of innovation and allies them, and he is proud of them or boasts in their favor.
وينحرف عن أهل السنة.
And takes a crooked path away from أهل السنة.
فهذه من أعظم العلامات التي ذكر العلماء أن من علامات أهل البدع.
So this is from the greatest signs that the ulama have noted is from the signs of the people of innovation.
قالوا من علامة أهل البدع الوقيعة في أهل الأثر.
They said that the sign of the people of innovation is that they fall into أهل الأثر. That is, they attack the people of الأثر, people of Sunnah.
من علامة أهل البدع الوقيعة في أهل الأثر.
The sign of أهل البدع is their attacks of أهل الأثر.
لا تجد رجلا يشتم البخاري ومسلم وأحمد ومالك.
You will not find a man that curses Bukhari and Ahmed and Malik and Muslim.
وأئمة الحديث ويشتم علماء السنة.
And the scholars of Hadith and their leaders and the scholars of أهل السنة.
من المعاصرين ومن غيرهم.
From those of our present time and other than them.
نحن عرفنا من علمائنا المعاصرين.
We have known from our scholars that are in our present times.
الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز ابن عثيمين والألباني هؤلاء والله لا نقول أنهم معصومين.
From الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز, الشيخ ابن عثيمين, الشيخ محمد ناصر الدين الألباني. والله we don't say that they are from those who are معصومين, that are free of mistakes.
لكن ما عرفنا مثلهم في السنة.
But we have not known like them in the Sunnah.
وهو قيام بها والدعوة إليها.
And they're upholding it and calling to it.
فلا نعرف رجلا انحرف عنهم إلا وهو على قدر انحرافه يكون قد أصاب ما أصاب من البدع.
So we don't know a man that has went a path other than their path except by the amount that he has left their path than he has from البدع, the innovations in him.
ولا يعني أيضا الانحراف عنهم أن يأتي المجتهد العالم من أقرانهم.
And it does not mean that someone that has يعني made انحراف from them, has left away from them, that there might come a scholar from their peers and equals.
يقول أخطأ فلان وأصاب فلان.
And says that so and so made a mistake or so and so was correct.
هذا ليس منحرفا.
This is not a person that is منحرف. It is not a person that is off the right, the correct, their path.
وإنما هو محبا ناصحا.
But in fact he is a person that loves them and is advising.
لكن الذي ينتقصهم ويستهينهم بالبدعة.
But as for that one that tries to put them down and he claims that they have some innovation in them or they innovated.
ويستهينهم بما ورد في السؤال.
or he accuses them of that which was has come in the question. That they are just from the scholars of Menses and Menstruation. This is from his ignorance.
الحيض والنفاس أحكامهما جاءت في كتاب الله.
الحيض والنفاس then its ruling is what has come in the book of Allah.
فالذي يقلل من شأن هذا العلم هذا رد على الله ورسوله.
So the person that tries to put down from this knowledge, then he is trying to refute Allah and His Messenger.
وهذا الذي يقول هذه الكلمة إن كان يعني ما يقول والله يخشى عليه الكفر.
This person that says this word, wallahi, if he means what he is saying, or knows what he is saying, then we fear upon him kufr. If he thinks that the man is to be put down due to his knowledge in al-hayd wa nifas. If we went as other than us have went,
وراء تلك الكتب الفكرية,
following those books of fikr, of thoughts and ideologies,
التي لا تجد فيها مسألة في العقيدة,
that you will not find in it a مسألة, an issue concerning the عقيدة, the belief,
ولن تجد مسألة تبين الحكم الشرعي في مسألة فقهية.
Nor will you find in it an issue that is clarifying a ruling of fiqh.
وإنما كلها آراء.
But all it is all opinions.
وتصورات وأفكار.
And يعني imagination and thoughts.
وخوض في السياسة.
And entering into politics.
وكلامهم مبني على كلام الناس.
And their words are only built upon other people's words.
لا تجد في كتبهم آية ولا حديث.
You don't find in their books an ayah nor hadith.
وإنما هو هي آراء.
But verily all it is opinions. آراء.
لو سار الناس هذا السير والله سيأتي على الناس زمان.
If the people tread this path by Allah, they will come upon the people a time.
ما يعرفون كيف يصلون.
They will not know how to pray.
لكن الناس لا يعرفون فساد هذه الكتب لأن معهم علماء.
But the people don't know the corruption that's in these books because with them is علماء.
والعلم منتشر.
And knowledge is spread out.
لكن والله لو ذهب الناس أو ذهب أهل السنة.
But by Allah, if the people left, or the people of Ahl al-Sunnah left, are gone.
ولم يبقى في الناس إلا هؤلاء.
And no one is left in between the people except for them. You know, the people of opinions there.
لم يبقى من دين الله شيء.
There would be nothing left from the religion of Allah.
وأما أهل السنة فالخير قد اجتمع فيهم.
As for the people of Ahl al-Sunnah, then goodness has been encompassed in them.
إن سألت عن العلم فهو فيه.
If you ask about knowledge, then it's with them.
وإن سألت عن الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر فهو فيه.
And if you ask about ordering with good and forbidding from evil, you'll find it with them.
وإن سألت عن العبادة والاجتهاد فهو فيه.
And if you ask about worship and اجتهاد, effort, and it is in them.
وإن سألت عن طاعة ولاة الأمر في حدود الضوابط الشرعية فهو فيه.
And if you ask about being obedient to the rulers within the boundaries and guidelines of the Sharia, then it's in them. And if you ask who are those that advise the people that are ruling, then they are Ahl al-Sunnah. So all goodness has come in or is encompassed within Ahl al-Sunnah.
وهذا لا يعني أن يكون الرجل معصوم منه.
And this does not mean that the man from within them is free of mistakes.
لكن هم بمجموعهم لا يخرج الحق عنهم.
But them, in totality, as a group, then the truth will not be outside of them.
وأما ما ورد في السؤال من ذكر الأناشيد.
As for what has come in the question concerning the أناشيد.
وما يسمى بالأناشيد الإسلامية.
And that which is called أناشيد إسلامية.
هذه ليست من السنة.
This is not from the Sunnah.
وإذا كانت هذه كما يعتقد البعض أنها وسيلة.
And if it is as some of the people think a means.
من وسائل الدعوة.
From the means of calling or making دعوة.
فأين الدليل على هذا؟
Where is the proof for this?
من هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
From the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فإن وسائل الدعوة.
For the means of دعوة.
الشرع التعبدية كلها.
That are based upon worship, all of them, the proofs have directed us toward it. So it is upon us to differentiate between, or distinguish between, the means that are ta'abudiyya, meant for worship, and those that are adiyya, are just non-worship means. I mean, just normal means.
وسائل التعبدية.
The means that are تعبدية, worship.
هي الوسائل التعبدية التي لا يسع الخروج عنها.
They are the means of worship that we cannot go outside of.
مثل أن يكون الهجر منهج ومسلك من سلك الدعوة.
Such as that hajr becomes a methodology, a manhaj. And a practice within the da'wah, or a means of making
da'wah.
At-ta'lif, love, and knowledge, these are paths, these are maslak, these are ways. Advising, clarifying, ordering with good, forbidding from evil.
من مسالك الدعوة.
These are all ways of calling of دعوة.
صحيح.
Whoever rejects some of the any of this, then he is an innovator.
وأما وسائل العادية مثل استخدام المكبر.
But as for the normal means, such as using a loudspeaker.
استخدام الشريط.
The use of the tapes.
استخدام الكتاب.
The use of the books.
وجود الجامعات الآن.
The universities that are present today.
وجود الوسائل هذه وسائل عادية.
So these means and other than them, these are means that are normal.
ولا نقول أنها تدخل البدع فيها.
And we don't say that the innovations enter into them.
فمهما أحدث الناس من هذه الوسائل فاستخدامها مشروع.
So no matter how much the people يعني innovate upon these, then the use of it is permissible.
لأنها وسائل عادية.
Because it is means that is normal.
وليست تعبدية.
And it is not تعبدية or worship.
ولهذا لا نقول أن الدعوة تنحصر في المكبر.
So for this, we don't say that the da'wah is bounded by المكبر, by the loudspeaker.
وأنه ليست هناك دعوة صحيحة إلا لرجل لا بد أن يستخدم المكبر.
And that there is no da'wah that is correct except that the person has to use the loudspeaker. Or that he has to use the media or other than it. But all it is a means to let the word out. And it is not within itself a goal. As for the means that are shar'iyya, that are, then we cannot go outside of their boundaries. If a man comes and says we cannot make hajr of the opposer, the mukhalif, by Allah we will say he's an innovator, and we will accuse him in his religion.
لأنه خالف هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because he has opposed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's guidance.
ولكن لو جاء رجل الآن قال أنا لن أستخدم المكبر.
So likewise if a man comes right now and says I'm not going to use a loudspeaker or the microphone.
في الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل وإنما أخاطب الناس.
In calling to Allah سبحانه وتعالى or عز وجل. But verily what I will do is talk to the people.
وأرفع صوتي حتى يسمعني.
And I raise my voice until they hear me.
أما هل نقول أنا مبتدع؟
Are we going to say this guy is an innovator?
لا يقال فيه لأن هذه وسيلة.
No, we're not going to say he's an innovator because all this is a means, a normal means.
عادية. فمن استخدم هذه الوسائل أو تركها لا يحرج عليه.
Whoever uses these means or leaves them, then there is nothing upon him. يعني there's no blame. He's not blameworthy.
الأناشيد ليست وسيلة.
So these anashid, they are not a means.
شرعية.
That are permissible.
ومن اعتقد أنها وسيلة فإنه مبتدع.
So whoever believes that they are a means, then he's an innovator, a mubtada.
خالف هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He has contradicted the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأما إن كان مقصود بها اللهو واللعب.
But if what is meant by it that they are enjoying themselves and playing.
فمعلوم أن اللهو واللعب أنه ليس من دون الله.
Then it is known that just playing in lahu. And the idle time and talk, then this is not from the religion of Allah. As for whoever believes that these anashid, they are like a phase. That we remove the people from listening to music, to listening to the anashid. Then to listening to the Quran.
فهذه والله هذا من الجهل.
By Allah, this is from the ignorance.
وهو أن لا يدعى الناس إلى الحق.
And it is that the people are not being called to the truth, the حق.
وإنما يدعى الناس إلى مرحلة.
But the people are being called to an intermediate phase.
قبل الحق.
Before the حق.
فالناس لا يمكن أن تصدق توبتهم.
So the people. It is not possible that their repentance be true. And that their tawbah be accepted until that he leaves that which he is making mukhalafa in. That which he is doing that is incorrect. And leaving it for the sunnah, going to the sunnah.
And
And if you take him to this intermediate phase, and he dies in this phase, so who's the one that's going to take upon himself that person's sin? You tell him, yeah, leave music and listen to anashid. And it is known that these anashid in them is that which is, يعني from the mukhalafat, that which is wrong. Many of them. From it is تلذذ, يعني listening to it with the desire.
بأصوات المنشدين من الشباب ومن غيره.
From you have تلذذ in that you are when you are listening to the voices of these shabab and other than them, يعني you are listening to them with a type of desire.
وكم فتن من فتن بهؤلاء.
And how many people have been, يعني, the fitna have been made to them because of the, by these people.
حتى كأنها كالأغاني.
Until it has become just like music.
وأصبحت شغل الناس الشاغل.
And it became what the people use, يعني, it became their work. يعني, it became what they're always listening to.
ومن داوم عليها فإنه يضعف.
And whoever, يعني, makes this, he makes the mudawam, he's consistent upon listening to it, then he's going to become weak.
سماعه للقرآن.
He's listening to other than the Qur'an.
وإن أشكر عليكم شيء فارجعوا إلى علمائنا.
And if you have doubt in some of this, then return to our scholars.
الكبار. هل ألف فوق للإنشاد؟
Return to them. Did you find them writing an ashid?
بين يدي دروسهم.
Did you find them singing these anashid between their classes? In the masajid, or did they stay upon teaching the people knowledge? And clarifying for the people the sunnah? And this does not come except for some of the opposers, those who are doing wrong. from between the ignorant.
أو من أهل البدع.
Or from the people of innovation.
قد يكون الرجل له مقصد.
Maybe the person has something behind it, يعني agenda.
حسن. لكن من ظن أن هذه وسيلة.
And his agenda is good, but he believes that this is a means.
للدعوة فهو مخطئ.
To calling to Allah, then he is incorrect.
أحسن الله إليكم. هذا سائل يقول لو علمنا أن إنسانا إذا انفض الناس من حوله.
The next question is, if we know that there is a person that the people have left and are not continually around anymore.
سيرجع عن خطائه هل مثل هذا يهجر بما في ذلك من المصلحة للمخلوق.
Then, like this type of person, do we make hajr of him? Do we cut him off? Because we think he will come back to that, يعني come back from the wrong he is doing. So in this case, is it a maslaha? Is it a benefit for the one that we are making the hajr to or of?
ينظر أيضا في المصالح والمفاسد.
The Shaykh حفظه الله, he says here, we look into the benefits and harms.
إذا كان الرجل إذا بدر فيه مخالفة.
If the man, it has come from him a mukhalafa, an opposition to the sunnah. And the people have left from around him. Such as the salaf have left the salah behind some of the people of innovation. For the sunnah, so that the sunnah will be protected for its benefit. And for the benefit of the one who is making these mistakes. So if the people, if they leave him, he leaves the innovations, and he returns back, then this is permissible that we cut him off and make hajr. But we need to look into the harms that may be, the harms that are included in this, or connected to it.
ومن هنا قال العلماء ليس من المصلحة حجر الحكام والأئمة وإن بدأ فيه المخالفة.
From here the ulama has said it is not from the maslaha, it is not from the benefit that we cut off the rulers and the ulama from the أئمة, because in it is not a benefit.
مثل أن يتقدم للناس الإمام الأعلى.
Such as that the imam, يعني the top of the rulers there, if he comes in front of the people,
فَإِنَّ هَجْرَهُ لَا يَحْصَلْ بِهِ نَصْرَحَ بَلْ يَحْصَلْ بِهِ تَفَرَّقْ عَظِيمٌ.
Cutting him off, there would be no benefit in it. In fact, there would be great harm.
بخلاف لو كان هذا الإمام غير الأئمة الذين غير الإمام الأعظم فإنه ينتفع الناس.
Not like if the guy was from the leaders, not from the leader, يعني the top leader of them. Maybe if he is cut off, then the people will benefit. If he was of a lower level. Or that person himself, he might benefit from that hajr. And due to this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions used to.
يصلون بعض الأئمة الذين وجدت فيهم المخالفات.
They would still be connected or connect to the people that there were some mistakes in. Mukhalafat.
الحجاج وغيره,
such as الحجاج and other than him.
وما كانوا يرون ترك الصلاة خلفهم.
And they did not see that leaving the salah after them.
لأنهم يرون أن مثل الحجاج لا ينتفع بالهجر.
Because they saw that a person like الحجاج, he doesn't benefit from الهجر.
وأن ترك الصلاة خلفه لا تكون إلا فتنة.
And leaving the salah behind him, it would not be except for a fitna.
وَمَا يَعْرَفْ أَحَدًا مِنْهُمْ أَنَّهُ هَجَرَ الْحَجَّاجِ.
And no one is known from between them, the Sahaba, that they made hajr of al-Hajjaj.
وَهَجَرَ مَجَالِسَهُ.
Or they made hajr of his sittings.
وَلَمْ يُصَلِّ خَلْفَهُ.
And that they did not pray behind him.
وَإِنْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ النَّاسِ مُخَالَفَةً.
Even that they knew he was from the worst of people in opposition and mistakes.
حتى أنه كان يضرب به المثل في الأنفس.
To to the point that he was the example when people wanted to give examples in al-fisq, open word sinfulness.
أحسن الله إليكم. هذا سائل يقول: هل قول العالم من أهل السنة عن رجل من علماء السنة أخطأ فلان رحمه الله؟
Next question. May Allah be good with you. Is the statement of an alim from the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah, this person has made a mistake, may Allah have mercy upon him.
هل هذا فيما بين أهل السنة أو أنه عام؟
Is this just between the people of Ahl al-Sunnah that they say this, or is it general?
بمعنى آخر، هل يصح أن يقول السني؟
In another, putting the question in another form, is it permissible for the Sunni?
للخارجي أو المرجئي.
To say it upon the Khariji or the Murji'i.
أو الصوفي أو الحركي.
Or the Sufi or the activist.
أخطأ فلان عن اجتهاد رحمه الله.
So and so made a mistake in his ijtihad. May Allah have mercy upon him. Clarify this for me. May Allah have mercy upon you. These masail, these issues, the ulama know. They know who they're talking about. And it is not needed for them that you clarify it for them. Because they are the ones that teach the people. They are the ones that clarify the ignorances of the others. As for the person that these issues are not apparent to or they're hidden from, and he wants to know it through a fatwa, a verdict, or by a word that is brought to him through a class, a dars, then this is not possible. Because this issue needs into looking into it and delving into it from many aspects. Looking into the mistake. Looking into the one that made the mistake. And looking into the word that they are talking about in specific. And looking into the spreading of the mistake. And how much this word will have an effect. And due to this it is noticed that some of Ahl al-Sunnah have made, were in agreement with some of al-Murji'ah in some of their statements, and they did not declare him an innovator. The Murji'ah, such as the Murji'ah of the Fuqaha, then they were in agreement with al-Murji'ah in some of their statements, or in their statements. And the statement, Murji'ah al-Fuqaha, it is the first level from the levels of Irja.
بعد قول الجهمية والكرامية.
After the statements of الجهمية and الكرامية.
قول مرجعة الفقهاء.
Is the statements of مرجعة الفقهاء.
الذين لا يرون دخول العمل.
They don't see that the entrance of actions.
في مسمى الإيمان.
Is in the statement of إيمان.
ومع هذا ماذا قال فيهم أهل السنة؟
With this, what did أهل السنة say about them?
هل قالوا هم مرجعة؟
Did they say they are مرجعة؟
بل قالوا مرجئة أهل السنة.
What they said was they are the مرجئة of أهل السنة.
ووصفوا أن قولهم هذا قول المرجئة ولم يخرجوا من السنة.
And they said that their statements, these statements of theirs are the statements of المرجئة, but they did not take them out of أهل السنة.
ويقول شيخ الإسلام كما يسميه في الكتب, يقول مرجئة الفقهاء.
And as الشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله said about them, مرجئة الفقهاء.
مرجئة أهل السنة.
مرجئة أهل السنة. And he describes them with virtue and knowledge. But he says the consensus of people knowledge of the people of knowledge have come upon, that their statement is a mistake. So it's not everyone that makes a mukhalafa a mistake or an opposition. In fact, some of the scholars, some of the a'imma, have made mistakes in the sifat, the attributes of Allah. So it is looked into his position, his place. And that which has caused him to make his ruling, what were the things that caused him to go this route in his ruling? And the people are not in one level. A man might be declared mubtadi' due to one issue. And a man might make mistakes, and he would not be declared an innovator due to other issues that might have affected these mistakes. And to other issues that are connected to this, connected to his position and place in the Sunnah, and that which has caused him to make his ijtihad in this way, as well as this society he was raised up in, because the society is something that affects. So society affects upon the people. So the one that was raised up in the lands of the Sunnah is not like the one raised up in the lands of the Bid'ah. So the one whose mistakes are few when he was raised up in the lands of Bid'ah, then this is something praiseworthy from him. His correctness is praiseworthy, and his mistakes are they're almost like nothing in comparison to his correctness.
أحسن الله إليكم. هذا سائل يقول هل ما يفعله كثير من الناس اليوم بعد؟
May Allah be good toward you. Is what some of the people do today.
صلاة الفجر وصلاة المغرب من المسجد المعوذات.
After صلاة المغرب or صلاة الفجر from wiping themselves with المعوذات. قل والله واحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس.
قل ضمن البدع.
Enter in to the innovations.
هذا ليس من السنة.
الشيخ حفظه الله, he says this is not from the Sunnah.
إنما الذي ورد هو أن يكون النفس.
But what has been narrated is that the nafs, the spitting or the light spitting,
بالمعوذات عند النوم.
With the معوذات is at the time of sleep.
وهو أن يمسح بها بدنه أو ما استطاع من بدنه أو ما تقدم من بدنه.
It is that he wipes with it his body, or that which is easy for him to wipe from his body.
هذا عند النوم.
And this is when he is asleep.
وهذه مسألة متعلقة بالبدع الإضافية.
As for the issue, then this is something that is connected to the bid'a al-ibafiyya, the bid'a that have a foundation. But they've been extrapolated upon.
البدع الإضافية هي ما تشوبها شائبتان, شائبة الابتداع وشائبة السنة.
The بدع الإضافية is something that is mixed. There's two mixes. There's the Sunnah and mixed with the بدع.
فأنت لو نظرت إلى هذا الفعل من حيث هو سنة.
So if you looked into this action, it is a Sunnah.
لكن فعل هذا العمل في غير موطنه يدخله في البدع الإضافية.
But doing this action in a place other than its place is what enters it into البدع الإضافية.
ولهذا يجعل العلماء من أمثلة البدع الإضافية مثل هذه المسألة.
So due to this, the علماء have put into البدع الإضافية such as these issues.
أن يكون العمل مشروعا في الأصل لكنه يفتقر إلى كيفية.
It is that the action fundamentally is permissible, but it is, as he said, poor in place, meaning it's out of place.
فيفعل بغير الكيفية المشروعة فيخرج من السنة.
So it is done in other than its place or time, so it is taken out of a sunnah.
إلى البدعة الإضافية. ليس هو بدعة محضة.
To the بدعة الإضافية. It is not a complete بدعة. It is not a pure بدعة.
وليس هو سنة محضة. وإنما هو.
Nor is it a pure sunnah.
هو بدعة إضافية.
But what it is a بدعة إضافية. يعني.
ويدخل في هذا تقييد العبادات المطلقة.
And what is entered into this is specifying worships that are general.
أو تقييد العبادات المطلقة أو إطلاق العبادات المقيدة.
Or generalizing the worships that are specific.
عبادة مقيدة بزمن.
A worship that is specified by a certain time.
أو بعدد.
Or number.
أو بمكان أو بحال.
Or place.
بحال ليس لنا أن نطيقها. مثل أذكار الصباح والمساء.
Such as the remembrance of the day and night.
فإذا جعلناها في الظهر خرجنا عن السنة.
So if we make it at the time of ظهر, then we have left the sunnah. We're outside of the sunnah.
كذلك ما جاء مطلقا ليس لنا أن نقيده.
Likewise, that which has come general, then we cannot make it specific, cannot specify it.
ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لأصحابه: ألا أدلكم على كنز من كنوز الجنة؟
It has been established from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said to his companions, "Should I not tell you of a treasure from the treasures of Jannah?"
قالوا بلى يا رسول الله.
He said, "Yes, ya Rasulullah."
قال لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
He said, "لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله." There is no might nor power except in Allah.
كنز من كنوز الجنة.
It's a treasure from the treasures of Jannah.
فلو جاء رجل قال إنه سأزدهم أنا أقول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله في كل يوم مئة مرة.
So if a man comes and says, then I am going to stay upon saying لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no will nor might and power except by Allah. Every day 100 times.
كما أرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نقول سبحان الله وبحمده مئة مرة.
Such as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised us to say سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times.
فهنا ضاها هذا الأمر الذي ابتدعه بالسنة.
So here this man he mixed the affair that he innovated and with what has come from the sunnah.
فهنا أرسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى هذه الكلمة ولم.
So in this place the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم directed us toward this remembrance and advised us. But he didn't
يجعل هذه العبادة مقيدة بعدد.
Make this worship bound by any number.
فلا تقيدها. اجعلها.
So do not, don't specify it and make it
على أطلاقها.
General as it has come.
والمقيدة فقط.
And that which is specific and bounded by certain things, then do not generalize it.
يعني ليس لنا أن نطلق مقيدا.
So it's not for us that we generalize a specific thing. So, such as that the sunnah may come bounded by a certain dhikr or remembrance with 100 times. And you go ahead and or by 10 or
7.
So it's not for us to increase and decrease except if the man makes a mistake.
أحسن الله إليكم نختم بهذا السؤال يقول السائل أصبح كل شخص وكل فئة وكل طائفة وكل جماعة وكل حزب.
This is the question we will end with and it is May Allah be good towards you. It has come out, يعني every person, every طائفة, every sect, every حزب, every مذهب.
تقول أنهم سلفيون.
Say that they are سلفيون.
أو يقولون إنهم سلفيون.
They say that they are from the Salafiyin.
كما تعريف السلفية أجيبوا علي فإني في حيرة من أمري.
So what is the Salafiyya? Answer me, for I am in a confused situation.
يجيب الأخ السائد أن يدرس السنة. إذا درس السنة وعرف السنة من البدعة وعرف هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
I will answer the questioner by telling him to study the Sunnah. So if he knows the Sunnah, knows the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he knows the Sunnah and he knows the bid'ah.
وعرف ما دلت عليه الأدلة.
And he knows what the proofs are guiding him to, and he's understanding them correctly.
في باب الإيمان بالله.
In believing in Allah.
وفي القدر.
And the decree of Allah.
في الأسماء والصفات.
In the names and attributes of Allah.
وفي أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وفي معاملة المخطئين.
And in the, يعني, dealing with the people that make mistakes.
إذا عرفت السنة في هذا فالزمها.
If you know the Sunnah in this, then hold on to it.
فهذه هي السنة وأنت من أهلها.
And this is the Sunnah and you're from its people.
والسلف السلفيون السلف هم.
As for the Salaf, the predecessors, and the Salafiyin, those who attribute themselves to the predecessors, they are
Sahaba.
They are the Sahaba.
وهم من تقدم من الآباء.
And they are the ones that have come before us from the forefathers, or the fathers.
باللغة السلف ومن سلف.
This is in the language of Salaf.
فقط من آبائك الصالحين.
Those who have come before you from your fathers that are righteous.
وهم سلف لنا.
So they are our predecessors for us. Salaf for us.
ومن جاء على من بعدهم وهو على طريقهم يسمونه بالسلفيين.
So whoever comes after them and they are upon their path, their way, then they are called السلفيين.
أي أنهم على طريقة السلف.
Meaning they are upon the path of a Salaf. They are upon the path of their predecessors. And this attributing or attribution is not just a claim that a person can claim. And also you should not be fooled that today the people will call you Salafi. Even if it's from the people of knowledge. So be aware of Allah Most High in this concerning this affair. If you are from the people of the Sunnah, you love it and you glorify it. You are putting effort and ambitious in learning it.
وفي العمل بها وفي الدعوة إليه.
And acting upon it and calling to it.
فأنت إن شاء الله على خير.
Then by the will of Allah you will be upon good.
وأما أن يرأي الإنسان إرضاء فلان أو غيره.
But if you're somebody that's taking into account, يعني making someone happy or other than him.
فإن الناس مهما بلغوا من العلم لا يؤمن عليهم الخطأ.
Even no matter how far people can go in knowledge, then we will never be safe and secure from them making a mistake. And we are not safe that some of the issues will not be hidden from them. So upon the person that has a brain or intellect that he makes ijtihad, it's worth an effort. In knowing the Sunnah.
وأن يستفرغ جهده ووسعه في معرفة السنة.
And that he puts in all that he has of effort and energy into knowing the Sunnah.
خصوصا في هذه العصور المتأخرة.
In specific in these times that, يعني these times right now.
فهو في كل يوم يزداد خلاف.
Because every day, or day by day, the khilaf is increasing.
وإزداد التفرق.
And the splitting is increasing.
ويبقى الكثير من الناس في حيرة.
And many of the people stay in a state of confusion or not knowing what to do.
وفي شك.
And in doubt.
وهؤلاء ليسوا من الأئمة.
And these people, they are not from the أئمة. They are not from the large major scholars.
الذين جعلهم الله عز وجل أئمة للناس.
That Allah Most High has made as leaders for the people.
وإنما الإمامة تكون بالصبر واليقين.
But leadership, imama, is by patience and certainty.
واليقين لن يكون بأن تقلد فلان وفلان.
And being certain is not that you make taqleed, imitate so and so.
وإنما يكون بأن تعرف المسألة بدليلها.
But it is that you know the issue with its dalil, with its proof.
إذا ما عرفت على هذه المسألة كذا من الأدلة فأنت تدرك أنها من السنة.
So if you know concerning an issue so much of the proofs, then you know it's from the Sunnah.
لهذا يقول شيخ الإسلام كثير من أهل البدع لا يظنون أنه ثبت في رؤية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في رؤية المؤمنين لربهم في الجنة إلا حديثا أو حديثين.
And some of the people of innovation, they don't think that anything has been established from the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the people seeing their Lord يوم القيامة except for a hadith or two.
بينما الثابت فيها أكثر من 30 حديثا.
Where that which has been established from the hadith is more than 30.
إذا كنت تعرف أن في هذه المسألة 30 حديثا.
So if you know that in this issue there is 30 ahadith,
ليس كمن يظن أن حديث واحد أو حديثين وقد يتأولهما.
It is not like the one who thinks there's only one hadith or two hadiths and then he makes that wheel of it. He explains it away.
فادرسوا السنة.
So study the sunnah.
واعرفوا السنة في أدلتها ثم إذا ما عرفنا هذا أدركنا المميز.
And know the sunnah with its proofs. And if we know this, then we will be able to distinguish
أهل الحق من أهل الباطل.
The people of truth, al-haq, from the people of batil, falsehood. And the people of sunnah, from the people of innovation. As for the problem of the people today, then many of their beliefs, many of their beliefs, sorry to say, is based upon fatawa.
يسأل فلان ماذا نقول في فلان.
Certain persons ask, what do we say about another?
وماذا نعتقد.
And what do we believe?
وماذا نفعل.
And what do we do?
وهكذا تتنوع الفتاوى.
And like this, the fatawa, the يعني different colors and flavors.
وتتنوع الإجابات.
And likewise, the answers.
ويبقى الناس في حيرة.
And the people are still in a state, and the people stay in a state of not knowing what to do and confusion.
لكن من عرف الضوابط الشرعية.
But the one who knows the guidelines of الشرع.
المتعلقة بهذه المسائل.
That are in concern to these issues.
من مسائل الهجر والتأليف.
From the issues of making hajr and ta'lif, يعني binding together.
ومعاملة المخالفين.
And how to deal with the مخالفين, the opposers, those who've made mistakes.
وعرف الأدلة وعرف هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها.
And he knew the proof, he knows the proofs, or learned the proofs and the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فإنه لا يبقى في حيرة.
And he will not stay. This person, he will not stay in a state of confusion.
بل يكون على علم.
But he will be upon knowledge.
والمسألة التي تعرف الدليل الشرعي عليها.
The issue that you know, the proof of the shara concerning it.
بناء على الدليل الصحيح.
Built or based upon the دليل, the proof that is صحيح.
المبني على الفهم الصحيح.
That is built and based upon the correct and صحيح understanding.
والله لا يمكن أن يغير هذا الحق ولا أن يزيل هذا اليقين.
By Allah, nothing will be able to change this truth, this haq, or take away your certainty.
بل اجتمع أهل الأرض وأفتوا بشيء فإنه لم يغير.
If the people of the earth all together came and gave a fatwa, يعني in opposition to this, it would not change anything.
هذا العلم الشرعي الذي حصل.
It would not change that knowledge of the Sharia that you have attained.
ومن هنا لو تأملت الكتب.
And from here, if you ponder upon books.
أهل السنة التي دونت في السنة.
The books of أهل السنة that have been written in the books of in the books of السنة.
والتي جعلوا العناوين لها بكتب السنة.
Those that they have made its titles called the books of السنة.
فإنهم يرددون المسائل ويرددون الأدلة.
In them you will see that they repeat the issues and they repeat the proofs.
ويكثرون من النقل عن السلف.
And you will see that they bring or narrate a lot from the Salaf.
حتى لربما ظن بعض الآن من يسيء الظن بهم أن هذه الكتب كلها تكرار.
Until the point that a lot of the people that do not give them the benefit of the doubt think that many of it is just repetition.
وأنها لا فائدة فيها.
And that there is no benefit in it.
وهم إنما يقررون أصلا عظيما.
But what they are doing is that they are establishing a great fundamental.
وهو أن هذه المسألة إذا ما عرفت فيها أكثر.
And it is that if this in this issue, if you know in it more than one.
من يعني مئة نقل عن أئمة أهل السنة.
Of that which has been narrated from the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, then you will have certainty in it.
ولهذا البخاري لما ذكر.
And for this, Al-Bukhari, when he noted
عقيدته,
his belief
وذكر عقيدة أهل السنة,
and the belief of Ahl Sunnah,
يقول أدركت أكثر من ألف رجل.
He says, I have come upon or met with more than 1,000 men.
من علماء الأنصار على هذه العقيدة.
From the scholars of Al-Ansar upon this belief.
يعني ما احتفى البخاري بفتوى.
So this means that Bukhari was not sufficed with a fatwa.
عالمين أو ثلاثة.
One scholar or two.
ألف رجل.
1,000 men.
وهو يتبعهم ويسألهم وجدهم أنهم مشبكون على هذه العقيدة.
He followed them and asked them and found that they were in consensus upon this aqidah.
فهل يحصل لهذا الشخص بعد ذلك؟
So will this man, he will have any doubt after this?
لا يحصل له شك.
There will be no doubt.
لأن علمه ودراسته السنة مبنيها على أصل صحيح.
Because his knowledge and his studying of the sunnah is based upon a correct foundation.
درس العلم وعرف الأدلة من الكتاب والسنة.
He studied knowledge and he knew the proofs in the book and the sunnah.
وانتحل في طلب العلم.
And he traveled in seeking knowledge.
وسأل العلماء فاجتمع له الدليل.
And he asked the scholars and the دليل, he was able to bring it together.
بناء على فهم الصحيح.
Upon what? The correct understanding.
لئلا للبخاري أن يقول ما استطاع أحد أن يجمع في كتاب صحيح.
Or al-Bukhari could have said, no one was able to put together in a book that is correct, sahih. He could have said, it was for nobody to say, anyone could have put an authentic book from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, as I have put. So I am sufficient with myself. يعني I don't need anyone else. He still, after putting together that book, he did not see that he did not need to ask the people of knowledge. He didn't see that he could suffice alone. Because he knew he needs the understanding. So he asked the scholars and he took the sunnah. And he narrated, and it was brought to him, the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يقل العدول الثقات.
From the عدول الثقات, the just and trustworthy.
إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
To the point it got to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وارتحل في طلب الحديث.
And he traveled in seeking the hadith.
وفي طلب الفهم الصحيح.
And in seeking the correct understanding.
بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
نسأل الله التوفيق للجميع.
We ask Allah success for all.
هذا الله
وليكم وكتب لكم الأجر صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.